News Radio KMAN in focus again. Alana Parker joining us from the Riley County Museum and Historical Society. And Alana, we teased our audience a little bit about this earlier here, but this is it's historic for Kansas and our region. You had a little bit of a local tie into what is coming up as the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment allowing women to vote. So tell us about the activities that here in Riley County that you're working on.
So what we have right now is we have put up an exhibit that commemorates the 19th Amendment. Women in Kansas, however, our real anniversary, however, for women gaining the right to vote would be in 1912. But this is the national, on a national scale, August 26th, 2020 marks the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment granting women voting rights. So we've gone through our collection here and pulled some of those artifacts that relate to women's suffrage. We've researched some of the stories that relate to women's suffrage here, specifically in Riley County. And we have a few women, such as Susan B. Anthony. I think many, hopefully, are familiar with the name Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who were actually in Manhattan on a number of occasions to speak on women's suffrage. And one of those instances was in 1857. They were traveling through Manhattan and speaking on women's suffrage. They tried to stay in the Manhattan House Hotel, and the hotel proprietor denied them a stay because he felt that their views on suffrage were far too radical. So you have those kinds of stories that we've been able to kind of pull and put together in an exhibit. Our gallery, unfortunately, is closed right now with things related as we're trying to get things adjusted because of the pandemic, but we are working on getting this exhibit online. So that's something that hopefully people can look forward to is learning more about what was happening here in Riley County related to women's suffrage.
Well, it was a fascinating time in American history, especially with the ties here locally and with Susan B. Anthony and her efforts. So what all specifically is the museum offering for folks to learn more?
So it'll be similar to the Goodnow House virtual tour, but it will be more of a kind of a storybook version in that form, where you can kind of turn the pages to learn about the women's suffrage movement. We've highlighted, so not only some of those women that were known on a national level, such as Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, but other connections, what women here in Riley, in the town of Riley, in Leonardville, at Kansas State Agricultural College, what they were doing, and women and men, for as proponents of women's suffrage. It's neat to find instances where at one point, so in 1912, there were votes for women banners that were hanging from Anderson Hall. And I know there's got to be a photo out there somewhere. We've scoured through the Royal Purple yearbooks, but if anybody has a photo of that, we would love to see it. But just to imagine, giant votes for women banners hanging from Anderson Hall, that's just incredible to me. Different buildings. So one of the other things that we've been working on is there is a national women's suffrage trail that highlights different sites throughout the nation where whether it's a gravestone of a woman involved or a site where a meeting occurred. We do have several here in Riley County, specifically the Riley County Courthouse. There were large suffrage meetings that were right on the lawn of the Riley County Courthouse, where notable speakers attended. And inside they talk about the courtroom. They had meetings inside the courtroom of the courthouse, the Marshall Building where Wine Dive is. So that was the Marshall Theater, notable speakers in there. So it's neat to put those pieces together. So we are working on getting these Riley County sites on the National Women's Suffrage Trail.
I think that's fascinating. You go around downtown and the historic buildings that have been restored and are doing something, you know, like, oh, my goodness, what about the renovation there at 4th and Points where the new salon is there? And
yes.
What, my goodness, the improvements that they have made down there in downtown Manhattan is just gorgeous. You talk about, you know, the courthouse was here, built in what, 04 and 05, something like that?
And completed in 1906. Yes.
Okay, so I'm a year off.
Yep.
I would think I would know these things by now, but thank you for correcting me.
You're so good, Dave.
In the early 1900s, the Riley County Courthouse was built.
Yes.
But you know, you talk about some of these things, you know, and you go back to, the importance of the railroad. And I know Teddy Roosevelt and that amazing photograph of him speaking off the back of a train at the depot to, you know, literally hundreds of people. And this is before microphones and speakers and all kinds of things. And people really had to project in order to get the message.
Yes, I cannot imagine. And think of just the noise level of that location. So, yeah, where he's speaking as part of his whistle stop campaign down at the depot. I cannot imagine having to do that. And if you don't mind, I'd like to add on to that. So part of what we have on exhibit in the museum right now, it being an election year, we do have a small exhibit case that includes different buttons and memorabilia from presidential elections throughout the years. And one of, my favorite artifacts that we found, it's a game called The Candidate, and it was made by a man who lived in Manhattan. It's from 1970s, and it's got Teddy Roosevelt right there on the box with his whistle stop campaign. So that's kind of a neat connection. So you can come in and see some of those, whether it's ribbons or buttons or The Candidate game. I'd love to play sometime. I think it'd be a lot of fun. As I mentioned, since it is an election year, and so we have that on display currently.
There's a Vote Dave Lewis button somewhere in my collection if you'd like to have an extra one.
Ooh, yes, please.
I know that would really be a major attraction for you there at the museum.
Oh, we would love that. Thank you.
No, oh,
we
goodness.
We are always interested in those things, and thank you, Dave. That'd be great.
What are some recent additions that you've had at the museum that people might take interest in?
So that would be one in the lobby there. We also, in 2016, the museum celebrated its 100th anniversary. So as part of that, we went through the collection, and we have an extensive collection that covers all over Riley County. So we pulled some of those artifacts that we have on display in our West Gallery. So it's not in any chronological order. It's just different highlights of whether it's an event or pieces of history of Riley County. And I think one that gets the most attention, we have a permanent hair wave machine from the 1920s. And when we have students come in to visit, their first thought is that it's a torture device. So keeping that in mind, it has kind of Medusa looking clips that the woman would roll her hair up in brass rollers and sit under this mechanical device that was electrified. And that's how you would get your permanent hair wave in the 1920s. And funny story, the man who invented it, this system, he actually had when he was first testing it, had his wife help him in the process. So she was kind of his guinea pig, for lack of a better term. And one of the ingredients, he used a variety of chemicals that included cow urine. So anyway, he wraps his wife's hair up in these 2-pound brass rollers, puts her under this kind of system that's electrified, and he completely burns all of her hair off. So thinking how far we've come in hair care too, but that we have is from a beauty salon that was up in Leonardville from the 1920s.
Hey, something I just noticed. I'm going to go back to the Goodnow House. And in front of the sign there, in front of the house, it has a Freedom's Frontier sign that's attached to that. And that's something I think a lot of folks are not really aware of, the Freedom's Frontier effort there's a lot of, especially Eastern Kansas, that's involved in that effort.
Yes. And Dave, thank you. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's such an important component too of the Goodnow House. So the Freedom's Frontier, we are part of a designated national heritage area, which includes counties in both Kansas, so Eastern Kansas, as you mentioned, and Missouri. So the goal of this is to tell those shared histories, to have dialogue and conversation, because of course we know here in Kansas, it was a very contentious part of our history in Bleeding Kansas and the Border War. So the Freedom's Frontier focuses their theme of Civil War to civil rights. And so the Goodnow House State Historic Site and the Riley County Historical Museum are both partner sites of Freedom's Frontier in telling that enduring struggle for freedom here in the area. And I'm not sure how many people know, and my gosh, Richard Pitts was so incredible with his, I think that is one of the best experiences, is going on his Underground Railroad tour. That's something I'll never forget. What a special individual. But the Underground Railroad did run through this area, and we spoke about the Washington Marlott home was part of that Underground Railroad. There is at least one primary source that specifically mentions, at least that I'm aware of, that specifically mentions Washington Marlott's home, or the Henry Strong home that's off of Casement and Beck Street there. So, but yes, I'm so glad you brought up Freedom's Frontier, because that link is also on the Goodnow House State Historic Site. The virtual tour, you can scroll to the bottom and you will see a link to Freedom's Frontier, and you can learn about different historical organizations that are in this heritage area and some of those connections as well.
There is also a wonderful video of Richard Pitts talking about the Underground Railroad. If you,
yes.
That is something that everybody around here should know. And he's, boy, what an icon he was in our community. So that's a huge loss for us, but my goodness, the contributions he made were immense.
Absolutely. Yes, his Dawn of Day video, I highly recommend, if you haven't, anybody that's listening that has not seen it, highly recommend going out and taking a look at that. It's real easy to find, and it's a wonderful video that he put together.
Goodnow House virtual tour.weebly.com for the Goodnow House. And we'll talk more about, August 26th. That's not too far away. That's 9 days.
Right around the corner. We're excited.
Alana, this is fun. Thanks for being a part of the show this morning on In Focus. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thank you so much. Always wonderful to talk with you.
Delight to have you. And, it's nice that I could make somebody's day.
Oh, it's appreciated.
All right.
You have the ability to do that.
Well, I try. Moving up on 10 a.m. News Radio KMAN. Good morning.